Shall we pray? Father, we thank you that we can come together in the precious name of your dear Son, our Saviour. We know the love you have for us. You gave your only Son that we should not die, but he might give us life. So we know we are beloved by you. You know all our names. The Bible says our names are written in your hands. Those hands that were wounded on the cross. So Lord, as we sit here in your presence, please speak to us and give us ears to hear and heart to understand. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus was about to leave his disciples, he gave them a special message. It's recorded in the Gospel according to John, chapter 14, and verse 18. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. Or, I will not leave you as orphans. You know what an orphan is? An orphan is one who's got to look after himself. We have many orphans in India where I was. And they would come along and say, no papa, no mama, bakshi sab. They live by begging. Because they had neither father nor mother. That's an orphan. But Jesus said, I will not leave you orphans. I come unto you. I will be in you. And I will show myself to be in you. Now that's true of us all if we are believers, if we have received the Lord into our heart. We're not orphans.
The
Lord has come. He has given to us, given himself to us by his Spirit. So we are gifted indeed. And we want to talk about that tonight. Now the word charismatic means gift.
这个字灵恩这个字意思是讲到是意思是恩赐的意思。
Some people don't like charismatic.
有些人不喜欢这个名字是灵恩的名字。
And I have found people lately who say, ooh, charismatic.
有些人说讲到是灵恩的时候他们就很惧怕。
But we're not to be afraid of the Holy Spirit within us.
但我们今天讲的,我们不应该是怕我们的圣灵在我们的里面。
If we are born of God, we are charismatic.
如果我们是从神而生的,我们应该是有灵恩,有圣灵在我们里面。
It means we are gifted.
是讲到我们是有恩赐的。
And it may be in different ways.
这个恩赐是有不同。
Or in different works, we may show our gift.
或者在神的工作里面,他给我们不同的恩赐。
Now we're going to read about that just now.
我们将会读到关于这个圣灵的恩赐。
In the first epistle to the Corinthians,
是再打开哥林多前书,
chapter 12,
第12章,
and verse 1.
第一节,
now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant.
第一节, 弟兄们, 论到属灵的恩赐, 我不愿意你们不明白。
We're not to be ignorant of this spiritual gifting.
关于属灵的恩赐, 神叫我们不要, 是无知无知。
See, we'll read a few verses now from verse 7 to verse 11.
我们再读第七节至第十一节。
Verse 7 to verse 11.
至第十一节。
You like to read loudly?
我用中文读出来。圣灵显在个人身上，是叫人得益处。这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语，那人也蒙这位圣灵赐他知识的言语。又有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他信心，还有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他医病的恩赐。又叫一人能行异能，又叫一人能作先知，又叫一人能辨别诸灵，又叫一人能说方言，又叫一人能翻方言。这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给各人的。
Says, but all these worketh that selfsame Spirit, dividing to each man severally as he, the Holy Spirit, or the Lord wills.
第十一节，这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给各人的。
Now it's very important for us to know this if we are children of God.
我们是神的儿女，我们是很紧要我们去认识。
Because it makes it possible for us to serve Him.
因为我们这样就以致我们可以来到服侍神。
Every servant needs to be gifted.
每一个神的仆人是需要这些恩赐。
Even those who may serve in our homes.
或者我们在我们甚至在我们家庭里面来到服侍。
A mother, for example.
或者一个母亲。
We benefit if she's a gifted mother.
如果一个母亲，佢系一个有恩赐嘅母亲，我哋就会得益处。
She provides good food.
佢会煮好好好嘅食物。
And good discipline too.
同埋佢会嚟到好好教导呢个孩子们。
Well, now here we're going to talk about these spiritual, supernatural gifts.
我哋讲嘅就系一个属灵嘅恩赐，系超然嘅恩赐。
And they are mentioned separately from verse 8.
是在从第八节开始来到讲。
4 to 1 is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit.
这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语，那人 也蒙这位圣灵赐他知识的言语。
Here's the gift of knowledge and the gift of wisdom.
这里讲到的是智慧的圣灵智慧的言语和圣灵赐知识的言语。
Paul praying for those believers in Ephesus mentions this.
保罗为以弗所书的弟兄姊妹们祷告，他是都是提到这个事情。
In Ephesians rather, chapter 1.
在以弗所书第一章。
Here is Paul praying for those believers in Ephesus.
保罗在这里来到为以弗所的信徒来到祷告。
We'll read from verse 16.
我们从第十六节来到读。
Cease not to give, he says, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
第十六节，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
So here the apostle is praying for those in Philippi, in Ephesians, Ephesus.
在这里保罗是为信徒在以弗所的信徒来到祈祷。
That they should have these two gifts that are mentioned in our chapter tonight.
他们以致他们能够得着这两个的恩赐，在这个第哥林多前书十二章所提到的
word of knowledge
是知识的言语
and word of word of wisdom
是智慧的言语和知识的言语。
Now if it's a spiritual gift
如果是一个属灵的恩赐
it is exceptional, it's not something we've learned by a book or that kind of thing.
是一些很特别的，不是我们从书本来到学或者诸如此类这样得回来的。
If it's a word of knowledge God has given us,
如果是一个知识的言语神是给过我们，
it's something that someone else has not told us, he has told us.
是没别人来到讲过给我们听，是主自己讲给我们听。
Now, some people come along with their troubles or their difficulties.
有些人来到我们当中带着他们一些难处，一些问题。
And they tell us their story.
他就跟我们讲到他自己的事情。
They hope we will be able to help them.
他盼望我们能够可以帮助到他们。
But it's only one side they will tell us.
但是他跟我们讲的时候，很多时候就是讲故事的一部分。
There's always two sides to a story.
但是故事实际上有两方面。
And we may not have the second side.
或者他没有讲给我们听另一方面的事情。
Nobody may be ready to tell us or able to tell us.
或者没人可以讲给我们听，或者没人有这样的心预备来讲给我们听。
This is where the gift of knowledge comes in.
这个就是知识的言语神给我们就是这样的功用。
Something I did not learn from a book.
一些我从一些书本度我冇学到嘅
，something that I did not get from a person，
或者从一个某人嗰度我冇学到嘅
，gift of God， supernatural gift of God， knowing what I have not been told by any human element，
那系一个好超然嘅呢个嘅恩赐系从神嚟嘅，系我哋人冇同我哋讲过嘅。
Well， that's wonderful。
呢个何等嘅奇妙
！If I know。Something that's kept secret by everybody.
如果我知道啲嘅嘢系别人系隐藏起嚟，系一个秘密嘅时候。
But God wants me to know it.
但神要我知道。
And there's also mentioned here the gift of wisdom, the word of wisdom.
你亦都提到呢个智慧嘅言语。
Well, if you have knowledge, you also need wisdom.
如果你有知识，你亦都需要有智慧。
Why?
点解咧
？How are you going to use the knowledge unless you've got divine wisdom?
你点样用你嘅知识咧？透过神自己神圣嘅智慧。
So these two gifts really go together.
呢两个嘅恩赐事实系一齐嘅。
And we have an illustration of them.
我哋会有喺圣经里边有一个嘅咁样嘅例子。
In Acts of the Apostles，
系喺使徒行传
chapter 5，
第五章。
Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5.
使徒行传第五章。
Here we read about Ananias and Sapphira.
喺呢度读到阿拿尼亚同埋撒菲拉。
You read, please. Verse 1-4.
使徒行传第五章第一节至到第四节。使徒行传第五章一节第四节，有一个人名叫阿拿尼亚，同他的妻子撒菲拉。卖了田产，把价银私自留下几份，他的妻子也知道，其余的几份拿来放在使徒脚前。彼得说：阿拿尼亚，为什么撒旦充满了你的心，叫你欺哄圣灵，把田地的价银私自留下几份呢？田地还没有卖，不是你自己的么？既卖了，价银不是你作主么？你怎么心里起这意念呢？你不是欺哄人，那是欺哄神了。
Now there's no record here that somebody said, Peter, you know what Ananias is doing.
呢度冇讲记录话就系有人话俾彼得知啦，彼得你睇下你阿拿尼亚喺度，其实做咗呢啲嘢。
Ananias had no idea that Peter should know what he was doing.
阿拿尼亚都唔知道原来。彼得是 会知道他做了什么的。
He was lying and trying to cheat God.
他在这里来到讲大话，来到欺哄神。
But Peter got it from the Lord.
彼得是从主那里得着的。
And he exposed that deceit, that corruption.
他就将这个的腐败，这个的欺骗来到揭露出来。
We don't always know what's happening in the church.
我们在教会里面我们时常都不知道或者真的有什么事情实在发生。
We feel something is crippling the church.
我们觉得或者一些东西是叫教会好像是有残疾了残废了这样的。
And we don't know what it is.
我们不知道是什么。
Well, the Spirit, of course, the Holy Spirit knows.
没错圣灵他是知道的。
And if we have also the Holy Spirit,
如果我们都有圣灵
then he may tell us.
他就会告诉我们听。
That's what happened here.
这个就是在使徒行传就是这样的事情发生。
It was revealed to Peter.
Ananias,
the deception that Ananias and Sapphira were practicing.
亦都是叫彼得知道原来阿拿尼亚和撒非拉在那里的欺骗。
But they not only had knowledge of that,
不单止他们有那个知识,
they had wisdom too.
他们都有这个智慧。
What happened when that knowledge was given to Ananias?
当阿拿尼亚这样来到彼得跟他讲的时候,
he fell down dead.
他就跌下来死了。
And then his wife came in later.
之后又来到了。
And Peter questioned her, yes, yes, yes. They sold the money. They brought the money for that sale they had made.
彼得问他的时候，他妻子就说，是啊，是啊，我们卖了的时候，这些钱就拿下来了。
So Peter exposed the fact that he knew all about that.
彼得也揭穿了，揭露了，因为彼得是知道了事情是什么。
And then said, as your husband was carried out, so shall you be.
他就说，若正如你的丈夫是被人抬出去，你都会将被人抬出去。
No, that's very frightening, of course.
这样是很害怕的，是一定很害怕的。
But you know, our hearts are deceitful above all things and desperately wicked.
你知道我们人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极点。
We may not realize what evil we are practicing.
我甚至不知道原来我们里面，或者我们所做的事是极之的。
We are professing to bring to God everything, but we're not. We're keeping something back.
我们说我们将一切的带到主那里，但其实我们不是这样，我们将一些东西是收藏起来。
And that's going to be very damaging to the church.
这样做这样的时候，是会很伤害教会的。
And God, by this supernatural gift, exposes it.
神就将这个很超人的这个恩赐，将这些揭露出来。
And the result was all the church now feared the Lord.
结果就是整个教会在那时候就惧怕敬畏神。
Because the Lord knew everything.
因为主是知道一切的事情。
And he might expose it.
他可以来到将这些揭露出来。
So this is just one example of the gift of wisdom and knowledge.
这个是其中一个例子。 是关乎到这个知识和智慧的言语。
There was a king in the Old Testament who complained that whatever he did, somehow Elisha heard about it.
在旧约里面有一个王，他就投诉他，无论我做什么，以利亚都知道的。
And when he thought he was going to succeed in the battle, the enemy Israel was ready.
他以为他自己可以征战得胜的时候，但这个仇敌已经在那里准备好了。
So there are other examples of this supernatural gift of knowledge and wisdom.
所以是有其他的例子，是同样讲到这个知识和智慧的言语的恩赐。
Don't be afraid of the Holy Spirit. I will not leave you orphans.
我们不要怕这个圣灵，因为 主说我不会撇下你为孤儿。
I come unto you, I will be in you.
我会来到你那里，会进到你的里面。
I will make myself known to you.
我会将我自己来到给你认识的。
Well, now what's the next one?
现在我们再看，下一样是什么呢?
First Chronicles.
我们看,
First Corinthians.
再看回哥林多前书,
Chapter 12.
第12章,
Verse 11.
第11节,
To another, faith by the same Spirit.
我们看第九节，又有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他信心。
Now faith, of course, basically is a gift.
没错，信心基本上是一个恩赐。
But this is speaking about the supernatural gift of faith.
但这里讲到的是一个超然的信心的恩赐。
What does that mean?
究竟这个意思是什么呢?
It means speaking out with confidence.
这个是当讲的时候是没有这个信心。
Having a faith that expresses itself in a positive way.
这个信心是带着一个很积极、很正面的一个表达。
We can see one example of that just to help you understand.
我们可以用一个例子来帮助我们去明白。
In Mark chapter 12.
在马可福音第12章。
Gospel by Mark. Chapter 12.
马可福音第12章。
Here, the Lord speaks about a mountain.
主在这里讲到的一个山。
What's the verse? Will you find it for me?
在哪里呢? 你可不可以为我找到呢?
Chapter 11, is it? 12, I thought. If thou should say to this mountain, be thou removed.
他讲到你若是第二十一章，七至11:23。11:23，thank you。第十一章第二十三节，我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这座山说，
For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that these shall come to pass, and he shall have whatever he saith.
第11:23，我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这座山说，你挪开此地，投在海里，他若心里不疑惑， 只信他所说的，必成就，就必给他成了。所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信得着的，就必得着。Now
here's an example of faith.
呢度有一个嘅信心嘅例子。
Outspoken faith.
一个系讲出嚟嘅，好似透过说出嚟嘅话嚟到显出呢个信心。We
may say, "Oh, I have faith."
我哋或者讲，我有信心。
I won't tell anybody.
但我不告诉别人。I
won't dare to suggest to anybody that I've got faith to move.
我有信心可以将山都移开。
But the faith that is here spoken of as a spiritual gift
这里讲的信心是一个属灵的恩赐,
is a faith that speaks out.
这个信心是来到说出来。
We had an example of that in India.
在印度的时候，我哋有一个事情嘅发生嘅例子。
In the compound where the church was in Hyderabad in India.
喺印度一个地方，呢个教堂喺嗰度嘅地方。
There was not a well for drawing water.
嗰度冇一个井可以嚟到打水啦。
And we had large conventions or convocations, they were called. 6,000, 8,000 people for 9 days.
喺嗰度我哋举有一个嘅特别嘅聚会。 是有6,000人在那裡,我們有9天的聚會。
And how much water would be needed for that?
我們要多少水呢? 要足夠那麼多人來到需要。
We had to get from the council lorries full of water.
我們要問這個市政廳,要拿貨車來運水來。
But the Indian leader there, who was responsible for so much,
這裡有在印度那裡負責的人,
he believed that they could bore. Now, there, for water.
他就相信在那裡,我們可以在地上掘的時候,那裡有水了。
That's impossible.
是不可能的,好像。
Because there was a special layer of rock, which couldn't be penetrated, so to speak.
因為那裡有些石頭,在那裡是很難鑿穿的了。
But that servant of God had faith. If they would bore there, they would get water.
但这个神的仆人,他有信心,他说,让我们在这里转,就会得着水了。And
it was hard work, it was testing.
那里是一个很难的工作,那里是一个试炼。They
spent so much money.
他们花费了很多的钱,
boring through that rock.
他们就转穿这个石。
They said, oh, useless, useless, don't go any further, don't spend any more money.
他们说,没用的,没用的,不要再做了,不要浪费钱了。
But he had faith.
但他有信心,
and insisted on going on, going on.
他就说,我们继续,来到继续转,
and eventually they got water.
最后他们得着水,
because beneath all that, there was water, plenty of water.
在这些石盘的盘石的底下,都有很多的水。
Now that's faith speaking out.
这个就是信心讲出来了,
not something private, but this spiritual gift.
不是在个人里面的信心,乃是这个属灵的恩赐的信心。
We may be presented with impossible situations.
那里会有,给我们会有一个好像是不可能的一个光景。
We read about Caleb in the book of Joshua chapter 14.
我们读到在约书亚记第14章讲到加勒。
He said, give me this mountain.
他说将这个山给了我。
It had been promised him, and he believed for it.
因为神这样应许他，他相信。
He's a man of 85. Now say, give me this mountain.
他说他85岁的时候，他说给这个山给我。
And it was given to him.
就给这个山就给他了。
There is a faith that is a gift that is stronger, extraordinary, but real.
这里有一个恩赐是很强的，是一个超然，是真的。
Now, don't be silly with this.
你不要好像很儿戏的这样。
And say, oh, here's a mountain, I'm going to move it.
你说主啊，这是个山，我已经挪开它了。
No, you get it from God, and then believe it.
你要从神那里得着，你就要相信他。
Whatever problem has to be faced,
无论我们有什么问题，我们要去面对的。
Whatever difficulty has to be surmounted,
无论有多少个难处，好像山那样，我们要移开它。
If you get it from God,
如果你从神那里得着,
speak it out,
你就说出来。
Because that will bring honor to him.
因为这个是将荣耀尊贵带给他。
He can deal with problems that are immense and exceedingly difficult.
他能够将那些难处，这些难处是很大的，还有很极难的难处，他都能够对付的。
But there is a faith that can move that.
但是那里有一个信心，得着这个信心来将这些难处拿走的。
Well, what's the next one?
再下一个是什么呢?
It says, another gift of healing by the same Spirit.
他说赐另一个人能够是可以来到医病的恩赐。
Do you believe in the gift of healing?
你信不信有医病的恩赐呢?
That's what's referred to here.
这里是讲到医病的恩赐。
Of course, there are different kinds of healings.
没错，有不同的医病的情况。
If you get a headache,
如果你头痛,
or you take an aspirin,
你可以吃一粒阿司匹林。
That's a natural way.
这个是很我们人通常会用的方法，用药物了。
A lady once said to me in Madras, oh, I've got a headache.
有一个女士曾经在Madras跟我说，我头痛。
So I said, well, why don't you take an aspirin?
我说，为什么你不吃一粒阿司匹林?
She said, oh, I'm living on a higher plane.
她说，我现在在很高的境况里面生活了。
Didn't think that this headache could be dealt with on a higher plane, evidently, or it shouldn't be there.
他说，如果我在这个这么高的磐石上，这样的境况，怎么会有头痛啊?
There are, of course, different kinds of healings.
没错，有不同的医病的情况。
There is a more normal healing.
有些比较正常的医病医治。
I knew a brother who used to go round with his little bottle of oil and pray with people, his hands on them.
我曾经认识一个弟兄，他带着一樽油，他是从人来到按手了，就是祈祷了。
I would say, will they be healed?
我就问他，他是否可以得着医治啊？
Oh yes, sometimes.
他说，有时得医治。
That's not the healing referred to here.
这个讲到的医病的恩赐不是这样的事情。
It's a supernatural thing.
这是一个很超然的能力。
Of course, there are psychological sicknesses, aren't there?
没错，有些人病在心理上的情况。
I mean, people in the mind somehow get the idea they're sick.
有些人他们是怀疑，在神经，他们就说他们有病。
And who can heal them?
谁能够医治他们呢?
Well, let me go to the psychologist.
他们要去心理学家。
My wife knew a very able psychologist in the hospital where she worked in London.
我的妻子曾经是一个很有名的心理学家，当她在伦敦做工的时候。
And this man discerned or understood that many of the sicknesses were purely imaginative, psychological.
这个人他就知道，原来他发觉有很多人病是完全是心理的作用。
And one patient came, she couldn't walk.
有一个病人来到，他不能够行啊。
And he just concluded it was not anything more than a psychological situation.
他就看到的时候，他就说，这个情况其实只是因着他心理上的事情。
So he arranged for somebody to take her outside.
他就准备好，就将这个病人带出外面。
Get her on the footboard of the bus.
将他来到去巴士那里，来到是那个站上去。
And just as the bus started, push her off.
当将块板摆喺巴士嘅落喺巴士嗰度，当巴士咧系要开车嘅时候咧，佢企上嘅时候咧就晃一晃佢。
She was cured psychologically.
啊，佢即刻就可以啦，就佢嘅心理就被医好啦。She
had no problem after that. She walked.
啊，佢之后就冇问题啦，佢开始行啦，可以行。There
are different healings, of course.
冇错，系有唔同嘅方法去医治。But
there are divine healings. God does heal.
但系有属灵嘅神嘅医治，神系可以医治。And
He does give to some of His men, some of His disciples, that gift to heal, to take health to the sick.
是神会给他的门徒有这样的恩赐，是可以来到叫有病的人得着医治。We
don't read that Jesus had healing meetings.
我们没读到耶稣是将整一些聚会，那些聚会是为医病的聚会。We
don't find any suggestion in the Bible that we should have healing meetings.
在圣经里面一点都没提到，我们可以有些聚会是为着医病的。But
where there are sicknesses,
但是那里如果有一些疾病,
and where there are healing meetings provided,
即是那里有些医病的聚会,
people come.
很多人来了,
oh, I'll go.
他们会来。
And there are some people who go all around the healing meetings and never get healed. This is the sovereign grace of God. This is a supernatural gift of God. No one can say, oh, I've got the gift of healing. Don't dare to do that.
你真的千万不要这样说。
If God did send you with the gift of health to somebody who was sick,
如果神是给你一个这样的恩赐，是叫一个有病的人得医治的话,
and you gave them the gift of healing, they were healed.
如果你这样来将他这个医病的恩赐给他们，他们得着医治。
Don't imagine that now you've got the gift of healing.
那你不要幻想说现在我就得着这个恩赐了，可以医人了。
Because God does not give His gifts away.
但是因为神不会将他这个恩赐来给出来的。
He will give this one and that one in order for you to give it to them.
是因为神是会按照自己的意思给一个，给这个，以致你能够将这个给一个人。
So, there is this supernatural gift of health.
所以有一个嘅恩赐系超然恩赐，系可以叫人系得医治。When
I was in the army,
当喺军队服役嘅时候
，I got what was often common to soldiers.
好似好多时啲士兵咁样讲啦。Trouble
with my feet.
我个脚有事啊。They
call it Calcutta foot.
佢哋就话呢啲系Calcutta 嘅脚啊。
It's a kind of eczema.
是,那裡好像有些麻疹。
And I got it badly in both my feet.
我兩隻腳都有這些紅的痕的病。
I couldn't put my feet to the ground.
我就不能夠將我腳放在地上。
I now knew how precious my feet were.
那我就知道我腳是何等的寶貴。
And I was in hospital, but they didn't cure me.
我是去到醫院的時候,他都沒辦法醫好我。
I came back to India. Still with the troubled foot, feet.
我回到印度的时候，仍然是我脚都是这样的病。
I knew what the Bible said.
我知道圣经是这样讲。
If any be among you sick,
如果你在你当中有谁有病的时候,
let them call for the elders of the church.
是你让你叫教会的长老来,
and anoint with oil.
是用油来到膏抹,
and they shall be healed.
就为你祈求你就得医治。
Of course, it does say there to confess their sins.
但那里也讲到你要认你的罪。
I thought, well, why should I bother the elders with my feet?
那我为什么麻烦教会长老麻烦他跟着我脚的事啊?
That was pride, really. It wasn't humility.
不是我的谦卑啦，我里面很骄傲。
But eventually, I did ask the Indian elders, please anoint according to James, anoint my feet, and may be healed.
我又叫一个印度的弟兄这个长老来，他说你来将来到高抹我啦，来到好像雅各书那里讲的说话，
I was healed at once. I know there is divine healing. I know there is that gift to members of the church. They are privileged to take it to the person who is sick, give them help. So don't be afraid of spiritual gifts. But don't forget there can be the counterfeit. And especially in these days we have to beware of the occult. Clairvoyant people.
有些是好像是問鬼的,
who may have intelligence, unusual intelligence,
他們會有得著好像超然的智慧,
and extraordinary abilities.
好像很超然的能力,
we must be aware that everything that is of any value will be counterfeited.
我們一定要領會察覺到一些有價值的東西一定那裡亦有假冒的東西。
Isn't that so?
是不是這樣呢?
See, every time a new issue of the pound note, for example,
每一次出了一些新的英幣紙的時候,
we'll counterfeit that.
那也有人會做假幣出來了。
So these rogues, they counterfeit this and that. Anything that is precious is in danger of counterfeit.
每一個是有價值的,都會有人假冒的。
And there are counterfeit healings.
也有人去有假冒的醫病。
But there is the divine. There is the proper, the real.
但是都有是从神来的,是真的,那个的医病。
What's the next?
第二是什么呢?
Verse 10.
啊,
to another, the working of miracles.
又叫一人能行异能。
Working of miracles.
行异能。
Supernatural events.
是一些很超然的事情。
Do you still believe God works miracles?
今天我們還信不信神可以行神蹟呢?
Some say, oh, day of miracles finished.
有些人說神蹟的世代已經過去了。
Since the days of the apostles, no more miracles.
當使徒的時代過去之後,就沒有神蹟了。
That's what Satan would like us to believe.
撒旦是很喜歡這樣來欺騙我們,要我們這樣相信。
But it's not true.
但這個不真的。
There may be counterfeits, of course, imitations.
沒錯,會有假冒的,一些只是模仿的。
But still, there are events, things that happen, which have no explanation. It's all of God, supernatural.
但亦有些事情發生,是沒有人可以解釋,是全部是出於神,是超然的。
So don't despise any gift.
所以我們不要去藐視任何的恩賜。
Don't be afraid.
我們不要驚。
See what it says next in verse 10?
再看第十節又說什麼呢?
Another prophesying.
又叫人一人能作先知。
Now that's something that's become very popular.
這些現在今天好像很流行了。Since
there has been an awakening in the matter of the Holy Spirit.
特別當人對聖靈有一個復甦的時候,
this is one of the things that have happened in many churches.
特別在很多教會有發生這樣的事情。
There has been prophesying.
那裡有人作先知了。
Sometimes a man will stand up in the front.
有些人會走到前面。
Somebody here suffering from backache.
他說這裡當中有人是有背脊痛的。
That's fairly safe, that is.
這樣說是挺安全的。
So many people have backache.
很多人是有背脊痛的。
That's false prophesying.
這個不是假的先知的宣告了。
Throughout the scripture, prophecy that's real and prophecy that's false have been spoken about.
在聖經裏面也看到有些真的預言,有些真的先知,有些假的先知。
But there is this real, divine, spiritual gift of prophesying.
也有真的,屬靈的,出自神的先知的,先知的講。
Telling what may come to pass.
也都是會講到將會發生的事情。
or interpreting a present period in which we are living.
或者將今日一啲嘅時代發我哋嘅所發生嘅事情嚟到叫我哋睇到神嘅預言係乜嘢？
I've heard so many prophesyings.
我曾經聽過好多人喺度作先知啦。
And sometimes it's just saying what's in the Bible.
有啲時候佢哋講嘅只係聖經裏邊嘅嘢。
I say nothing prophetic about that. I know that already.
啊，你冇呢咁樣講法，冇咩先知，因為已經聖經已經講咗啦。
But don't be put off by the counterfeit or the false.
啊，你哋每一日有人係假冒嘅，咁你就覺得啊，就覺得唔係嘅。
There is speaking out by God about what is really happening now.
但係都會有係啊，神係透過一個人可以講出究竟今日發生嘅事情係為咗乜嘢。
Concerning the present time or the present dangers.
啊，今日我哋面對嘅呢個時代面對嘅危機。
It's a speaking out of that which is not commonly known or which needs to be given interpreting the events we don't understand.
这个先知的性质讲一些东西是我们今天不明白但是神来讲出来以致我们去领会这个事情。
Of course, many of the present events which we don't understand, we can understand if we read our
Bibles.
Because God has known the end from the beginning.
He is
pleased to have enlightened us and shown us in His Word.
他的話語光照，即是告訴我們，是會怎樣。
But regarding the last days, the terrors and dangers of the last days.
但在末世末後的日子，那裡的恐怖，這些危機的時候。
We've got the interpretation in the Bible.
聖經裡面已經告訴我們，已經告訴我們了。
On the other hand, there is this special gift of prophesying.
但是在另一方面，亦有一個特別的恩賜，先知的恩賜。
Maybe showing how relevant, how real to our present time that word in the Bible is.
他告訴我們，原來今天我們所面對的時代是帶進我們去認識神的話語的關係在那裡。
And then there's another one mentioned here, another spiritual gift.
是另一個屬靈的恩賜。
Discerning of spirits.
能辨別諸靈。
Now, I don't hear many people pray for that gift.
我今天沒有聽到很多人求這個恩賜。
But it's so important.
但是很重要。
See what we read in the first epistle of John.
我們看看是約翰一書。
First Epistle of John, chapter
4.
First Epistle of John, chapter
4.
Beloved, or behold, what man. Oh, sorry. I've got chapter 3. Chapter
4.
Believe. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God.
第四章的第一節，親愛的弟兄啊，一切的靈，你們不可都信，總要試驗那些靈是出於神的，不是。
Here is discerning of spirits.
因為講到係一個試驗佢啲嘅靈。
Don't believe everything miraculous.
你唔好信任，以為嗰啲嘢係有神蹟就相信。
Don't say everything is of the Holy Spirit.
你唔好以為每一樣。 嘢講出嚟嘅都係從聖靈而來。
Discern what is of God and what is of the devil.
要有嗰個分辨，嚟知道邊啲係從神嚟嘅，邊啲係從魔鬼嚟嘅。
What does it say here?
呢度點樣講咧？
Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God.
第二節，凡靈認耶穌基督是成了肉身來的。 就是出於神的，從此你們可以認出神的靈來。And
every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, but is of the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard.
凡靈不認耶穌就不是出於神，這是那敵基督者的靈。你們從前聽見他要來，現在已經在世上了。
A man of God told me a few years ago,
几年前一个神的仆人来跟我这样讲,
that a believer, a dear sister believing, came to he and other elders,
一个信主的姊妹来到他和这个长老的面前,
because she was disturbed, troubled by what was happening.
因为他里面因着发生的事情,他里面是很不安的。
She thought her experience was the Holy Spirit.
她以为她的经历是从圣灵而来,
but there was something about it that made her question, doubt.
但有些事情发生,叫她来到怀疑和去问了。
So she came to these two or three men of God,
她就来到这几个神的人的面前,
and allowed them to test.
她就让他们去试验他,
as what it says here, test.
这里讲到是要试验的。
How to test?
怎么去试验呢?
By requiring of the Spirit if this is of God or not.
是来到要求这个灵, 是说到他是不是从神,
what does it say?
这里怎么说呢?
Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God.
第二节个凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神的。
So these four men of God turned to prayer.
这四个神的仆人就祷告了,
and addressed the demon which they considered was in the woman.
他们就来到这个在这个女人里面的邪灵来到这么说了。
They weren't there to cast out the Holy Spirit.
他们不在那里，他们去赶这个灵。
They were there to cast out the devil.
他们在那里不是赶出这个邪灵,
so they prayed over her.
他们就在那里为他们祷告了,
addressed the spirit.
他们就对这个灵说,
and said, do you confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh?
他就问他们,你是不是承认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的呢?
And the spirit said, no, no, no.
这个灵就说,不是,不是,不是。
Well, that didn't convince them that it was the Holy Spirit.
这样就很直接就告诉他们,他们知道这个不是从圣灵来的。
They realized that they had used the wrong words.
他们知道他们用了一个不对的词句了。
Not do you confess that Jesus Christ is coming, I'm sorry, do you deny that Jesus Christ is coming in the Spirit?
他们是否认耶稣基督是从肉身来的呢?
But do you confess that Jesus Christ is coming in the Spirit?
是否你承认耶稣基督是在灵里面来呢?
Now, we don't want to be confused. Have you got that?
No,
it's okay. All right. See? The inquiry or the words to try the situation.
这个怎么去来到去试验呢?
Is do you confess?
是不是你承认这个字?
But they started off by saying, do you deny?
因为他们说的就是说,你是不是否认?
And the demon said, no, no, no.
那个鬼就说,不是啊,不是啊。
But to confess, that's something very different.
但你认的时候就很不同,叫他认就很不同,
it means to be very positive.
是很正面的。
Do you confess that Jesus Christ has come in the spirit, come in the flesh?
你是不是承认耶稣基督是从肉身来到呢?
They got no reply.
那里就没有答案,鬼就不说了。
So they were not deceiving. They were not deceived, they were discerning the spirit.
他们没有在被欺骗,他们就在那里试验那个灵。
Not saying every extraordinary experience is the Holy Spirit. No, discern the Spirit.
他不是说每一样好像很神奇的事情都是要这样去说,但是我们要试验这个是不是神的灵。
Because there's a lot of occult practice today.
因为有很多的邪灵,邪教的东西,今天是人去信奉。
Even our children playing with a huge, Ouija boards.
甚至今天我们有些小孩,他们玩的那些盘。
They're being introduced to that other world.
他们就从灵界外面的灵界接触。
And they're in process of being deceived.
在那里就开始被欺骗了。
That we do need to be aware of the clairvoyant or of the devilish excuse me, counterfeits.
我们今天要去很清楚地去领会到原来有一些是欺骗的假冒的，譬如那些问鬼的东西。
Now what comes next in verse 10?
第十节之后又讲什么呢?
Diverse gifts of tongues.
又叫人能说方言。
Diverse gifts of tongues.
是说方言。
And to others, interpretation of tongues.
又叫人能翻方言。
Now this is a problem to some.
今天这样的是对一些人。 他们是有问题的。
This gift is used deceptively, or enemy takes advantage. Think about it.
仇敌呢，魔鬼呢，用呢啲嚟到欺哄人啦。
On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon those that were gathered,
喺当圣灵降临嗰时候，当佢哋一齐嘅聚集嘅时候，
it said. They all spake, they all filled with the Spirit and spoke in tongues. What was the extraordinary thing about that? That those disciples were speaking a language they did not know. But they were known to those who were hearing. So many different people were there, different nationalities were there. It was the feast of Pentecost, and they all came up. And we're told what a variety of nationalities were there. But on that day, what did they hear? They heard the good news in their own tongue. So there are tongues not known to the speakers. But known to the hearers. This is the sovereign grace of God. He would have all to know the truth. And they were declaring on the day of Pentecost the great works of the Lord. So there are tongues not known to the speaker but understood by the hearer. They are not so much called unknown. But there's another. The tongues unknown to the speaker and unknown to the hearer. And that's where interpretation is necessary. So these two are put together, speaking in tongues and interpreting the tongues. And that's important, of course.
没错，这个很重要的。
But why should such a thing occur?
为什么这样的事情会发生呢?
Well, Brother Stephen and Brother Watchman Nee told us an example which helps us here. He said in China, in a church in China, there was a young man who came to him with a problem.
有一个年轻人来到他那里带了一个难处来,
it was a moral problem,
是一个道德的难处,
and asked Brother Nee for prayer.
就求这个弟兄为他祈祷,
and a little while afterwards, that young man suddenly died without any explanation.
之后没多久, 这个年轻人突然死了, 没有什么原因的,
and the church was distressed. Why should such a young man die?
这个年轻人怎样死呢?
Was this an act of God? Why should God do that?
这个是不是神的工作? 是为什么神要这样做呢?
And one night,
第一晚上,
Brother Nee was not in the prayer meeting, but his wife was there.
魏弟兄的就不在那个祷告聚会里面, 但是他的妻子在那里。
And a man spoke in a tongue. He'd never done it before. But now he spoke in the tongue. Nobody understood. So he also was given the gift of interpretation. And the interpretation of what he said in the tongue was this. That young man had a moral problem.
It
was going to destroy his testimony. But God took him. His testimony should not be spoiled. And the believers should not be stumbled. It is a problem to believers if a promising young man or woman for that matter.
事實上是會對信徒有一些難處，如果一個好像有一個這樣的年輕人，
people esteem them and think they're good.
人家覺得他是好啊，他好好的時候。
But they fall into sin in the end.
但是他們是落在罪惡的裡面。
Their good life is spoiled and their testimony is
spoiled. 他們的見證是失去損壞。
So that young man was taken.
所以這個年輕人是拿走了他。
A premature death.
是好像未到死的時候就拿走了。
I went to a cemetery in Switzerland once.
曾經我到一個瑞士的墳場那裡。
And there were so many memorials.
那裡有很多紀念碑。
Memorials to young people who had died.
是為了一些年輕人死了的。
And the top was broken off.
那裡的紀念碑上高的頂是整爛了。
Indicating dying in their youth.
他那裡斷了的時候是說到意思就是說他們死的時候在他們年輕的時候死。
Premature death.
是未好像未曾應該死的他們死了。
Now we do have premature death referred to in the Bible.
在聖經裡面說到是未應該死的死了在聖經裡面都有提到。
And the Apostle John says don't pray for people like that.
使徒約翰說不要這樣為這些人祈求。
There's a prayer that we should pray for those that are living and in need.
在那裡應該有些禱告為著那些是活著的人他們需要的。
But there's a time when we don't pray.
但有些時候我們就停下我們的禱告。
First Epistle of John.
約翰一書,
Chapter 5.
第五章。 約翰一書第五章,
Verse 15.
第十五節,
and we know that he hears us whatsoever we ask. We know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask and he shall give him life for him that sin. But he that sinneth unto death, I do not say that you should pray for him.
十五節既然知道他聽我們一切所求的，就知道我們所求的，求於他的，無不得着。人若看見弟兄犯了不至於死的罪，就當為他祈求，神必將生命賜給他。有至於死的罪，我不說當為這罪祈求。
See, Moses, in a sense, died before his time.
好像摩西是在他未到死的時候之前死了。
He wasn't allowed to go into the land.
神沒有准許他進入應許的地方。
And we think that's awful.
我們說真是很慘的。
After having all the trouble of leading that nation out of Egypt,
經過很多的難處，將這些百姓從埃及帶出來。
Taking them through the river, the Red Sea.
帶他們過紅海,
yet denied himself to go into the land.
不讓他來進去應許的地方,
a premature death.
好像那裡是未死的時候，應該未死就死了。為什麼呢?
Why? Because he had disobeyed God.
因為他是違背了神。
He had done it publicly.
他是公开的违背神。
And the Lord said, you speak to that rock, it will give you the water you want.
主说你从这个盘石讲说话，这样的水就会流出来了。
He was provoked by the people and he smote the rock.
但因着百姓激怒了他，他就打这个盘石。
And God could not forgive that.
神能够饶恕这个罪。
Typically, that was smiting Christ a second time.
因为他这样的时候，是正正所谓将 基督来到打两次,
he had been commanded on a previous occasion, strike the rock and it will give you water.
上一次的经验就是,
and it gave water.
就出水了,
the Lord said, speak to the rock.
但主跟他说,
not to strike it a second time.
不要再打,
so Moses was deprived of the privilege of going into the land.
所以摩西就神拿走了这个进入应许这个权利。
Now, if God had let him off,
如果神说就好像说让他这样过去就得了，善了他。
Never mind, Moses, I'll let you go in after all.
他说不要紧，摩西，让你去吧。What
would we have said ever after?
咁我哋会之后会点样讲咧？我哋
Oh, let off Moses, you let off me.
如果你好似让咗摩西咁样求其过咗，咁我哋都得噶啦。God
gives us no excuse for sin.
神会唔会俾我哋有罪一啲嘅？我哋可以嚟到系可以话我哋系一啲嘅藉口。
It's to be obedient.
我哋需要系嚟到信服。
So there is a sin unto death.
所以有些罪是以至于死的罪,
and we may die before our appointed time.
或者在我们未应该死的时候会死的。
What did Paul say at the end?
保罗怎么说呢?
I have finished my course.
保罗说我该走的路我走完了。
I have fought a good fight.
我已打了仗，我已经打好了。
I have kept the faith.
我已经是所守的道，我已守尽了。Henceforth
there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
从今以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
I pray that may be true for me.
我为我自己，我都是这样求，这个是对我都是真的。You
should pray it be true for you.
你都为你自己祈求，这个都是对你是真的。
Should be shortened.
你只要帮跑的路，不要未跑完就没了。But
you should finish the course appointed.
你要跑尽神要给你的跑尽的路。And
keep to the end the faith.
直至到最后你都守住你的信。Now
I think we've come to the end of our gifts, haven't we?
我或者会讲这个方言，这个恩赐，我们会讲到最后了。Look
at the new chapter. Interpretation of tongues.
你讲到翻方言。
In the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians,
在哥林多前书第14章,
the Apostle Paul gives a very helpful further discussion on the question of prophecy and tongues.
是讲到，保罗也再详细地讲到，是这个先知和说方言。
You read that.
你读它，你快读。
Paul says some very important things there that can help us and safeguard us.
保罗在这里讲一些很重要的东西，还有一些叫我们防范的事情。
He differentiates. He shows the difference in value of prophecy and tongues.
讲到这个先知的讲道和说方言那个不同的价值。
Prophecy is speaking out the word of God.
这个先知讲道了，将神的话讲出来。
And that edifies.
是来到建造的。
And Paul refers to tongues.
保罗讲到方言的时候,
not edifying in the same way.
在那里不是好像先知讲道那个去建造那个这样的性质。
He says, I would that you all spoke in tongues.
他说我宁愿你们每一个人都来到是说方言。
But then he says in the same chapter,
但在同一章的里面他怎么说呢?
I would rather speak five words with my understanding than 10,000 words in a tongue.
他说我用五句叫人容易明白的话，好过你说一千句的方言让你不明白。
So be careful you don't put too much emphasis on tongues.
所以你唔好俾呢个嘅方言俾佢好大嘅嗰个嘅一部分嘅重要性。
That's where the Pentecostals go mad.
呢个就系嗰啲嘅五旬节会佢哋就系走咗个极端嘅里边。
Have you spoken in tongues?
佢话你有冇讲过方言咧？
Oh, haven't you spoken in tongues?
你未讲过方言咩？
They are so eager and they insist that everybody must speak in
tongues.
Well, Paul puts a very nice balance to it all.
保罗是将这个是平衡回来了。Better
to speak 5 words with my understanding than 10,000 words in a tongue.
宁愿用五句能够叫人明白的话，好过你讲一千句的方言。
You see, your mind is involved if your understanding is active.
当你要明白的时候，你用你的心思了。But
when a person speaks in a tongue,
当人是用方言讲的时候,
it's because his mind is bypassed by the Spirit.
因为他的头脑，这个灵是不经过他的脑了。
It's something beyond his mental ability.
人所能够明白的是超过了那个。We
may worship in a tongue.
将我们会用方言来敬拜。But
what does it mean?
但究竟什么意思呢?
We don't ourselves understand.
我们自己不明白。We
may have some kind of ecstasy, spiritual ecstasy of speaking in a tongue.
或者我们有一些超然的一些经历，是很令我们很 兴奋的，当我们讲方言的时候,
it's true, when it comes to worship, we are very limited.
没错, 当我们来到敬拜的时候, 我们是很受限制。
Aren't we?
是不是呢?
Lord, I thank you, I praise you, I worship you, I love you. Can't go very far, can you?
我们说, 主，我爱你, 我感谢你, 我赞美你, 我们敬拜你。
But if you're worshipping in an unknown tongue, it's not you, it's something extra. And it may mean a blessing to you, won't be a blessing to anybody else. So Paul says, just put the brake on in the matter of tongues.
所以保罗就说,你踩这个撒制, 你不要讲方言了。But
don't write them off entirely.
但你都不要说完全没有方言了。Don't
say, don't want to have anything to do with it.
你不要说,一点都不爱了我们。Don't
be afraid.
你不要怕。Don't
be afraid of any of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
你不要怕任何圣灵的恩赐。If
you are born of God, you are charismatic.
如果你从神生的,你都是有灵恩的。
Because it means you have received the gift of eternal life.
因为你已经得着了这个永远永生的恩赐。
Charisma really means gift.
这个charisma这个字,乃是恩赐的字。
So all of us who are born again here tonight,
我们今天每一个从神而生的,
whether we want it or not, we are charismatic.
我们都是有恩赐的。
But I get the impression from some brothers and sisters,
但很多时候,有些弟兄姊妹给我的印象就是,
No, no, not charismatic.
不好,我们不爱这个灵恩。
We keep apart, we think, you know, that's a bit dangerous.
我们就会好像有一个距离,这个是很危险的。
Don't be afraid.
我们不要怕。
But be reasonable.
但我们应该有一个正确的认识。
We do realize the church needs awakening.
我们知道教会是需要一个苏醒。
It needs to be again stirred by the Spirit.
是需要神的灵来到在那里,来到将人来到推动。
I've just been reading a book that follows the heavenly man.
我刚读了一本书,这本书是跟着这个属天的人这本书写的。
It's entitled Back to Jerusalem.
这个书的名字就再回到,又说就是回到耶路撒冷。
And it speaks of 100,000 Chinese believers mobilizing to go through from China to Jerusalem.
讲到100万的信徒，他们是要翻咁样嚟到翻去耶路撒冷嗰度。
To fulfill the divine commission to take the gospel to all nations.
是嚟到满足到呢个神嘅话，要将呢个神嘅福音嚟到万民嗰度讲。
Yes, setting out from China to go through Islam, Hinduism, and Buddhism. These countries where these major irreligions exist.
佢从中国开始一路经过呢啲信佛教、信伊斯兰教呢个地方。
It's by the Spirit, surely, that they are risking their lives.
佢因着咁样神嘅灵，佢哋就系将佢哋生冒佢哋生命嘅危险。
Forfeiting everything.
佢哋系嚟到弃住弃，佢哋将好多嘅嘢嚟到放低啦。
Facing death.
佢哋系面对死亡。
By the Spirit.
系因着神嘅灵。
We had a preacher come to us some years ago now.
有一个嘅传道人，佢嚟到我哋当中，系好几年前。
You heard about the Keswick Convention, I suppose.
你有冇听过 Keswick 嘅 Convention 呢个嘅地方有呢个特别嘅聚会？
Well, the Keswick Convention had, in the beginning anyway, a rather arranged program, one meeting after the other.
当开始有 Keswick 呢个 Convention 呢个特别嘅聚会嘅时候。 他们是安排了这个聚会的程序。
Well, first they spoke about sin.
第一他们讲到是罪恶。
And then they spoke about faith.
第二他们讲到信心。
Then they spoke about repentance.
第三他们讲到悔改。
And then they spoke about the Holy Spirit.
第四他们讲到圣灵。
And this Keswick speaker came to us for a convention in Sydney.
这个 Keswick 的 convention 这个传道人来到 Sidmouth 来到讲道了。
So Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday he did the Keswick Rota.
那他就礼拜一二三他就照着 Keswick 那个程序来讲了。
Then he said, tomorrow I shall be speaking about the Holy Spirit, but don't be afraid.
今晚我会跟他讲到圣灵，但你不要怕。
Why do we have fear of the Holy Spirit?
为什么我们怕圣灵呢？
Because unfortunately, there are so many extremes, extravagances, and counterfeits.
因为有好多好极端嘅，同埋好假冒嘅嘢出嚟啦。But
Satan wants to deprive us of that which is part of our inheritance.
其实系将我哋今日神俾我哋一啲嘅，我哋可以得着嘅嘢，佢哋唔想我哋得着。The
Spirit of the Lord within, working according to His will.
但是神的灵是按照祂自己的意思来行，
making us suitable instruments for His purpose.
来让我们作成，叫我们能够成为合用的器皿。
So please remember, these are real gifts.
这些是真的恩赐。
And if we don't understand them,
如果我们不明白祂,
don't be frightened.
我们不要怕,
but just find out from the scripture.
我们来查考圣经，这究竟什么意思？
And ask.
我们求,
ask for them.
我们求神给我们,
require the best gifts.
是给过我们最好的恩赐。
Don't say all tongues. I like to have tongues.
我们不要说我喜欢讲方言。
Oh, I want the gift of healing.
我得着的要是得着医病的恩赐。
That'll make me important.
如果得着这恩赐，我就很重要的了。
No.
不是。
Don't major on the gifts. For your sake.
你不要是为着你自己要得着这些好像很重要的恩赐。
But ask for that which the Bible shows us we're entitled to enjoy as the children of God.
但是我们求的，圣经里面讲到我们是神的儿女，我们神所给过我们。
But we may be not only individuals, but a church that's equipped for the time in which we're living.
我们不是只一个人，但是我们以一个教会。 我们可以被神来到装备我们，去面对今日我们的时代。
Now, if you don't understand,
如果不明白的话,
if you've got any questions in your mind,
如果你是有问题想问的话,
we may have some time tomorrow night for that.
明晚我们有时间，大家可以问这个问题。
Amen.
父神，我们将今晚弟兄的交通带到你的面前。 我们求主你去到对我们说话。 我哋求主你将啊你所俾过我哋嘅，你叫我哋嚟到喺你面前，我哋嚟到去认识。主要真系我哋从你嘅话嗰度，我哋去认识主你要俾过我哋。主要我哋求你嚟到啊，叫我哋做一个行喺圣灵、信服圣灵嘅人。主真系我哋知道系唔系净系恩赐，主乃真系系顺从你自己嚟到行。主要我哋去仰望你，我哋继续即系将前边啊呢、这个聚会我哋带到嘅面前。我哋求主嚟到俾我哋里边系有你自己嘅恩赐，我哋能够听到明白主你自己嘅话。主叫我哋能够去，亦都即系睇见我哋今日系面对一个非常嘅时期。主亦都即系你要作嘅功，我哋今日只系话我哋行得上嘅系好少，但系主要我哋求你嚟到作功，我哋求你嚟到系带我哋走前面嘅路。叫我哋叫你自己嘅话嚟到真系啊，系叫我哋依靠你嘅话，叫我哋嚟到行喺你嘅话嘅当中。主，我哋将今晚我哋所听到嘅，我哋交翻俾主。我哋求主，你真系能够叫我哋里边去明白你自己同我哋说嘅话。祷告奉主嘅名，阿门。